May the Lord help us to commence our service this evening with hymn 1108. Breathe from the gentle south, O Lord, and cheer me from the north. Blow on the treasures of thy word, and call the spices forth. Hymn 1108.
Let us read together the Holy Word of God in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. St. Matthew's Gospel, we read from chapter 2 just into chapter 3. Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule, it says, feed my people Israel. And Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star at which they saw in the east, that went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. Be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." And Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins. His meat was locusts and wild honey. And went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. The Lord bless his word. Amen. O Lord, we do seek one of those sweet gatherings unto him. What is it without him? Even the dear Saviour of sinners. We need the Spirit to reveal ourselves as we are in measure, but much more, according to the preciousness of Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. We would come seeking, Lord, that confession which needeth not to be repented of. Lord, grant us the Spirit. We shall be favoured of God. Lord, we have carnal hearts, dead hearts. We would seek much for the life of the Son of God by the Spirit to quicken us, and you are the quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. We pray, Lord, that thou gather us up out of this poor world. And Lord, we pray that thou gather us unto the person of Jesus, Lord, with fresh application, fresh knowledge, even fresh repentance, Lord, if it could please thee. And grant, Lord, we may be able to know the Lord's presence. Thou art come, Lord, in thy appointed ways and means now. And grant, Lord, a little sweet union with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even as we would seek, Lord, that humble place, be low at thy feet, exalted and precious, Lord of all. We pray that thou remember this house of prayer and the dear friends, and seek, Lord, that thou bless thy word abundantly. Pray for our brethren, the deacons, and the church and congregation. Seek, Lord, that thou be with us, and lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. May there be light in our poor hearts, and may the Lord come with that grace to pardon crimson sins. Lord, how many they are, and light-pointed mountains, as the hymn writer says. Oh, even a little journey brings us up to thy house, Lord, and so much we need thy forgiveness of vain thoughts, and all our transgressions may be blotted out, like as a thick cloud. Pray, Lord, that thou remember seekers, to be with them. Lord, may we all be seekers. And Lord, do grant we may be able to obtain like precious faith with those that have gone before, and those also that follow on. Pray, Lord, that thou remember us in our burdens and cares. We know the burden bearer and the help of God laid upon one that is mighty in heaven for the deliverance of thy people and for the forgiveness of our many sins. We do seek a thankful heart in our thankfulness. Lord, a broken and contrite heart thou wilt not despise. We need the application of thy sweet truth. Our hearts may be softened and melted even. Lord, we pray that thou bless thy word here abundantly. Lord, may we not be left, but do come, Lord Jesus. And remember each one, we pray for those at home with the children. Seek for those, Lord, that are let hitherto. And we pray that thou remember each case and each need. And Lord, remember us in our concerns for Zion. Lord, that thou return unto us. And we're reminded of the solemn times in which we live. O Lord, turn back the tide of iniquity in the name of God. Oh, how we mourn, Lord, because of the things that are taking place even day by day. And turn us back. Have mercy upon us. Remember us still, Lord, as we seek a thankful heart for many mercies. God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, our eternal home. Pray, Lord, that thou remember those that are heavy laden. May Jesus be near with his rest. O thou, Lord, that canst satisfy the longing soul, multiply the loaves and the fishes in the gospel, by thy grace, hear us, Lord, for the blessing of God to descend upon poor Zion. And remember us, Lord, as we seek to plead that worthy name for us and a Father's love. in all his suitability, in the appointing of his Son and owning his Son in many hearts by the blessed Spirit of truth. We ask, Lord, that thou come now and help us to be thinking, O Lord, of the need in our land for the turning of God again to us. And we're reminded of the present circumstances. Lord, do appear. Remember us still for good. Turn back the dreadful tide of the COVID-19 virus. And remember us, Lord, thy judgments are heavy on our land. Men's hearts are so hard, and soften mine too. We desire, Lord, to fall at thy feet. Help us, Lord, to grant liberty. Oh, we need thee, Lord, to come and grant us something more than a letter, that the sweet Spirit, taking of the things of Jesus, only the Spirit can, and make them so precious to us, that we may be lost in wonder, love and praise. We desire to thank thee for every temporal mercy, and especially for that hope we have, may it be increased, in the very person of the Lord Jesus, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Continue with hymn 534. Mercy speaks by Jesus' blood. Hear and sing, ye sons of God. Justice satisfied indeed. Christ has full atonement made. Hymn 534.
By the help of God, I direct you to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, from chapter 2. We read verses 10 and 11. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. My thoughts are directed again and again to these words, especially in the latter part of verse 11. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What a sweet account it is. You know, it speaks of it in Genesis, doesn't it? And he made the stars also. How clear. Should there be a light on the earth? Perhaps in a very humble way for those that seek the Lord. Especially these kings, I believe they were blessed of God with wisdom. I believe there were those that their hearts were in it, that they might find him. And they were directed by the light of these stars that God had made, one especially, as we remember. The star which they saw in the east, it went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I know much is made of those things, but I want to just notice them, friends, of these things God has created, as he has in all the scriptures, for the furtherance of the gospel, for the blessing of those that seek him. Any that are stumbled, they cannot find the sun in the heavens and fear to presume, thinking of the way in which the Lord directs his people. But friends, he made the stars also. One especially. What cannot God do for seekers? One star. What grace is displayed in the creation of God. And when the Lord makes his word and truth known, friends, it brings the heart up, doesn't it? Unto the Lord. And his light is precious, even though it's seen afar off. Even as these wise men rejoice, so, friends, a little of that light divine will rejoice the hearts of the Lord's people. It will. Especially seekers. We think of young ones too. The Lord sweetly bless them. What cannot God do for seekers? Why, there is that light divine for them, isn't there? But it needs the Lord to increase it. And here we have, in the word of God's grace, the leading of God by the star. And lo, the star. Yes, it was that little star, the light of it they had seen before. And they saw the star, because it came and stood over where the young child was. And they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Friends, these are not natural things. I believe it speaks of the grace of God in their hearts to seek earnestly for the truth and to seek for the Lord to come and renew his light and his truth divine in sinners' hearts. When he like that, I feel perhaps right out of the secret. Well, friends, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will lead them and guide them. Although poor and needy, the Lord bless seeking hearts. I like the account. I have not preached so many times from the first part of the Word of God here in the New Testament. But there are some very sweet places, especially in the first chapter. The virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, and they still do. For which being interpreted is God with us, and still he is, with humble hearts. The poor and the needy, are not banished. Emmanuel, God with us. Let me know something of it at this season. I'm not one to just preach only of the coming of the Lord Jesus, but he's in everything, isn't he, to the Lord's people? Without him, they perish. Without him, they cannot see, they cannot know, they cannot repent, and they're altogether undone. But when the Lord comes, he comes by his Spirit, and his light and his truth. And the Father is that one that sweetly reveals the very person of the Lord Jesus. Go and search diligently for the young child. May the Lord bless that word. Although spoken by this poor King Herod, the Lord can take, friends, his word. And so lay it in a heart that Herod would never have favoured. Go and search diligently. The Lord bless the word, friends, to those that again come into my mind as those seekers. They cannot rest till they find him. Just like those wise men, they couldn't turn back. The light forbade them to. They had to go on. So it is. The Lord blesses his people. He leads them and directs them. And how they need him to bless them too. Seekers, friends, may the Lord help me to speak to those that are inquiring their way to Zion, their faces to the Lord, that with their hearts touched, but oh, they want them touched more. For those that say, well, I see afar off, as we have tried to speak not so long ago, as through a glass darkly, but then face to face. The Lord bless his word. And we want to come to the setting a little closer. There was no grace in Herod's heart. No. Cannot be. But there was in these shepherds. And the kings too. Oh, and friends, may there be grace in our poor heart. That's the important matter as we come to this season of the year, this time, and rightly we think of his coming. When we do desire his coming afresh by his Spirit, we see the manifestation of the Lord to poor and needy sinners. Their hearts may revive, their spirits may be set free from the prison house, that they might know a little of that sweet liberty. I want to speak of it tonight. Of that sweet liberty of the Spirit. Friends, what prison door is there that he cannot unloose, unlock? What keys he has for his dear people, that they might be set free from bondage and sin, corruption, and oh, the greatness of their unbelief and mine. We have these things sweetly set forth in the word here, that they've been on my spirit. And I want to touch upon a few things that God may be pleased to bring before us. This light didn't cease till it shone over where the young child was. So may the light of the gospel bring in the dead elect of God. May they take many Bibles too. May the Lord bless his word. It's the light, friends, we need in our poor land, and we need it in our own souls, don't we? We read in the word here, this Herod spoke many things, but there was no grace in his heart. And we read these words, when they had heard the king, they departed. I mean, perhaps they departed from him. At a loss to know what to do now. Friends, it was to continue. Although the star which they saw in the east went before them. You might say a fresh application. That light divine. To seek in souls. And these were made wise by God. I believe. I stand upon it. But they needed the light to shine and direct them onwards. Like they couldn't feel comfortable at all with these words of Herod, that they should return to him. They needed the Lord of life and glory. They saw his star in the east, and they wanted more knowledge of him. Maybe we like that. And oh, may the Lord arise and bless his sweet word. But the star led them aright, didn't it? And we read, they departed, and lo, the star. What faithfulness. What sweet mercy. I think we've been singing about it, haven't we? God moved the star for these three wise men. How much more can he guide his people, his church? And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. And those seekers, friends, they need guiding. And some say, we've got just the minister for that. Friends, what we need is a spirit. And to grant his power and authority. And he uses instruments, he uses men. And may he bless the Sunday schools too. We need the Lord to apply his truth. Whichever way a sovereign God will do in our poor, dark, benighted land. You could say in our poor, benighted hearts. I want to hasten. There was a sweet promise concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus. And now Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor. That means a most holy one that shall rule my people Israel. And we come a little closer to our text. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Ah, that's what we need. Those that seek the Lord. I believe we can say they need the Lord more to shine. Lord Jesus, shine than I can, feel sweetness in salvation's plan. And the following lines speak of it. Now we need real things, friends, in a very dark day when God's chariot is hastening on. We need to be prepared by the light and truth of the gospel. We need delivering from that awful spirit of unbelief that dwells in our hearts, and we have to own that we need the Lord to help us with that dear man that said, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. And when they saw the star, their hearts rejoiced. I think we can say again, the Lord was faithful. The wisdom given to them wasn't in vain. The star appeared. I mean, the light of it, the truth of it, it shone into their hearts. It wasn't the natural star. That was wonderful in its aspect and the appointments of God by it. But friends, I believe they were made wise unto salvation. They needed the light divine. They needed the Lord to come and guide these. And they were three kings, weren't they? They were laden with the gifts that God had appointed for them. You may touch upon it. And when they were come into the house, the right house, or the humble place. And there were a few years, I think we can notice, before the Lord was pleased to fulfill all the promises. But here were those that were waiting for him, especially. To be like him, like them. And they came where the young child was. Not in vain. God is never behind his time. Friends, if it tarry the vision, wait for it. Just like these wise men. They needed the Lord to come and guide them especially now. Having been brought so far, they needed the Lord to bring them right on. They couldn't rest until the Lord should guide them, and how their hearts rejoice. It's like that in sinners' hearts when the Lord shines and bids darkness flee, or lifts up the light of his countenance, or blesses his word with that particular light and power that illuminates the inmost soul, until we might say we've found him. It was so with these wise men. It stood over where the young child was. So much in that, wasn't there? It directed them rightly. I must pass on. I hadn't thought to mention so much about seekers. But friends, I'm sure there's something here for those that are inquiring their way to Zion, their faces to the Lord, but not with empty hands. God has given them those gifts, perhaps, we might notice, of the Spirit. I want to speak of them here. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. And when they were come where the young child was with Mary his mother, they fell down and worshipped him that fills heaven and earth. Oh, for those sweet views of the greatness, majesty of the Lord. That's what we need in our land. We feel to need it ourselves. One said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Is that the desire of some of you? I hope all of us. They fell down and worshipped him. Right place, isn't it, for seekers? Low at his feet. Perhaps we may speak of it as being low in spirit. But certainly, those humble petitions, "Lord, do come to me also. Make me as one of thy people. But my barrenness, my sin and shame seem to testify against me." Friends, let the Lord shine upon his word and direct it under the preaching of the word to those that seek the Lord, maybe fearing his frown. We want real things, friend. And we need these real things in the congregations, in the church of God especially. And we need the Lord to deliver us from this spirit of, "Well, everything will be all right if God is with us." Friends, we don't want to be left enchanted ground. What we need is stirring up. It says, "Make your call and election sure, to seek the star or the light divine, and to call upon him what is near." We have read of the kingdom of God as soon as the star appeared, when the Lord Jesus was born. In the next chapter, isn't it? "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Well, it comes right down to the gospel dispensation. Some may say we're going to be careful. Friends, we want to be humble about it. When it speaks of repentance, it must come from him. It must come from the Lord himself and the sacred work and blessed gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel like that? Oh, you need the Spirit to guide you. And so did these wise men. And that the Lord led them straight. We might say, over where the young child was. And when it was so, they worshipped him. Perhaps a fresh application to their souls of the Lord from heaven. But with such expectation that the Lord would be with them. You know, they came with their gifts. Don't they? That's what has brought me to the text this evening. When they were coming to the house, They saw the young child with Mary's mother, fell down and worshipped him when they had opened their treasures. Well, people make a lot of this. But, friends, I would speak of the gifts of the Spirit. I would speak of the faithfulness of God, that the word of his grace to seeking souls and perhaps those that are full of trouble, perhaps those that are bowed down, can no means lift up themselves. And oh, the light they thought they had seems to be diminished. No, friends, it's the unbelief that's come between, isn't it? Oh, the darkness of sin and infirmity and the shades of night within, perhaps. Oh, I would speak of it in the spirit of the gospel. The star went before them, and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Why, I think we might say these wise men were blessed with the spirit of grace. And friends, they knew what to rejoice about when the Lord might come. And their hearts might well be illuminated now to know it is the Lord. And that he will bring them right through. And he liked that. They worshipped him. And they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Well, I know full well men make a lot of these things, don't they? But we do want to be kept from empty things. But I want to notice, friends, these hearts, I believe, that God had touched. They came with those gifts, I believe, of the Spirit. By the grace of God, we are reminded here of some sweet, sacred truths. And they'd open their treasures. They're only fit for the Lord, weren't they? They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Well, I want to come as God may guide me, friends. I want to notice firstly in this gift here of gold, the purity of the Most High. And yet this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We do need that reverence and godly fear. And so we have these kings, we read these wise men at least, and they open their treasures. You know, friends, I'm not speaking wrongly, I hope. They had to, by the grace of God in their hearts. Their hearts were full. They had come thus far and hadn't come in vain. And they had to come with these treasures. And I believe they can be spoken of as the graces of the Spirit. But we do need to be reminded of the purity and holiness of the Most High God. Said, the more thy glory strikes my eye, the humbler I shall lie. Doesn't dwell in us by nature. What a dark and awful place that is, man's heart. But quickened hearts, friends, are different. They're brought to see the holiness by the Spirit of God. They're brought to see the majesty of the Most High. You know, the sweetest part of it is that the Lord Jesus was there when the Lord drew up the appointments of this earth. And so it was for the coming, for preparing of his church and people, and seeking souls too, of the coming of the Lord Jesus. So sweet and precious for the Lord's people. Now we read here of this precious gift. Let me put it like this. It seems to me so needful, the Lord to return with this precious gift, the knowledge of God. Friends, I once had much religion. I thought I had. And the Lord emptied it upside down. Then I needed God's mercy. But it wasn't in a way that I could be pleased about. Friends, it was here a little and there a little. So poor and needy. And then the exercise of the ministry, perhaps in later years, it weighed me down. Because I felt utterly unworthy. I couldn't look upon the work of the ministry. And yet it seemed to be in my thoughts and even in my desires, as much as God granted me grace, I needed, wanted the Lord to be lifted up, not particularly by the poor man that tries to preach, but by the Spirit, by the taking of those things. And still I believe there's a need for the Lord to send out labourers into his harvest. Pray there for the Lord of harvest. Send forth labourers. And the labourers, they, in the spirit of the word, they labour in word and doctrine. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, said poor Job. He was labouring, wasn't he? And those that seek the Lord, they've got so many hindrances. The hymnwriter speaks of it. And come into the mercy seat. They can't get along very well. Oh, the terrible bondage that is known. The sin that does so easily beset us, said Paul. And those that cannot seem to lay hold upon him, and yet he can come to us. Oh, sweet truth. And this gold speaks of that which is most precious. A little of this gospel gold, friends, is what we need. We have it even in the revelation about it. And this truth of the gold being the purity of God's work in sinners' hearts, not to leave them, but to make them pure. Why, it's by the blessed Spirit, isn't it? Revealing the very person of the Lord Jesus to these guilty souls so that they might rejoice in true gospel grace. Whatever he should come, they cannot tell. But they're glad he has. That's all they've got. Year to year. What he is and what he will still be in the gospel. To those seekers. And those that are heavy laden. And their gifts are what the Lord has put in their hearts. It's the graces of the Spirit. Read them in Galatians. These gifts. He gives gifts to men. Yea, for the rebellious also. I like that. As it said, we will not have this man to reign over us. But he does. Matter of eternity to fill, isn't it? Ever the Lord should reign over us as king, accomplish his will, and powerfully bring us forth from all ill, and bring us to his dear feet. Friends, these are contrite sinners. The gospel gold in their heart, we have it in the word, isn't it? Revealed. In the sweet word of God's grace. Let me speak of it. This is that gold the Lord is the author of. And it's a very precious truth. It's that gold that perisheth not. But yet, everything else of the name here will perish. But this grace, this gold in the heart, friends, lives. God tries it, though. He does. And he tries the hearts of those that are blessed with this grace of God. That they think they're getting on nicely. And they're believing nicely. And everything is fine. But friends, it's as if they're brought into the depths. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee. Woe is me, for I'm undone. Never knew what dreadful thoughts could come out of such a heart that God has touched. Well, it's the old nature, isn't it? Are you in conflict? Friends, the Lord grant you a little sweet truth in his word. You are quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And it speaks much of his gold, doesn't it, in the sweet word of God's grace. And that's what we need, isn't it? It's that gold even that perisheth. But it's that true gold in the heart. The word speaks of it. It endures. The hymn writer says, although it has a flame, still it abides. Still it is no worse for the flame. You've got a fiery trial. Say, well, I've never been in such trouble. It is the same. Friends, in the wonders of God, there is a way for poor sinners. And all these trials are to make them seek him more and love him more. His beauty trace, his majesty adore. But there are indeed those great trials. Sometimes recently it felt like Jehoshaphat, he cried out. My Lord is near, isn't he? I want to come to it. The poor and the needy, when they cry, we don't have to go to the Pope, do we? And go to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, soon he appears. I want to hasten. This gold may be very much in our thoughts. We were in Australia and went to see the gold there being mined. No, I don't want to speak about that so much as the wonderful nature of it, the value of it. The men couldn't tread as they would. They had to be cleansed from their footwear. And the dust of gold being so precious. How much more, friends, is that gospel, grace of God in your heart, that God is the author of. You'll want the Lord especially. Grant you more of that sweet grace of the gospel. To you, therefore, which believe is precious. Speaks of it so much in the word. I want to come a little further. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but from vain conversation, but with the precious, is it to us, the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Does it draw your heart up a little from the depths of unbelief? A little of that gospel gold, friends, for sin. God's faithfulness. The sweetness of his grace. Friends, it's when the Lord comes with the value of his name. The sweet merits of Christ. And lifts up his dear people. We may have to hasten on a little. That it speaks of it's a trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, might be found. That's what's found, isn't it? This gospel gold. I mean, it's within, isn't it? That men will buy up all other metals and so on when the value of gold is diminished. But this is gospel gold, friends. That the Lord puts in their heart. And it makes rich these poor characters. Friends, they're brought to know their election of God by it. The preciousness of Jesus Christ. And this gold in sinners' hearts. You know, it's all prepared, isn't it? The Lord prepares a heart for the true grace of God. I believe he does. It's not learning it. Friends, it's being taught it. And why me? Why such a wretch? Said the hymn writer. Many sweet parts in the Epistle of Peter about it. The gifts we have to hasten, friends. Gospel gold. Well, does the Lord come in his word like that? See, how precious that was today. How good that was. When my heart seemed to be able to embrace the truth a little. And there's none like him. That was the religion of Yedi, wasn't it? May it be our religion too. Oh, the true gospel grace, the gold, friends, that God may try, but friends, he perfects. It may be in the furnace, but the Lord brings out those purposes of his grace, likened unto that true gold that is owned of God, and it's much for the salvation of his dear people. It's an inward work, a witness. But I must hasten. Things here that are still on my mind. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. What should we speak about this frankincense? Well, I believe it is that which speaks of prayer not only indicted, but prayer heard above. Oh, the wonder of it. Well, these prayers, these cries that God alone. I mean, it's a sweet part of the gospel. Frankincense speaks of the sweetness and the blessedness of the, it says another way, the odour of the ointment filled the house. Friends, it's when it's in the hearts of Lord's people. No name like his, is there? Full of grace and truth. Oh, I have to pause because I'm so poor. But a little of this gold, yes, and this frankincense, it may be, by the sweet appointing of the Spirit. And the wonder of it is, it's appointed for the hearts of God's people that are quickened. Oh, how they receive the sweet word of God's grace with an honest heart. They want the pure gospel, as we've tried to speak of. But they need the indicting. They need the Lord to come. They want to know this enlargement of heart. It's when the Lord fills the heart and his name is most precious unto you, therefore which believe his precious. Now it speaks very much of this setting forth of the receiving of those prayers, the gift here. It speaks of what God alone, which is of his Spirit. Now, it may be difficult for some of you, but friends, it's not what you can see, it's what the Lord can see in your poor heart. He seeks out that grace of God and seeks to prosper it. He will do. He will grant that increase of it. Now, it's when our hearts are moved by the sweet ointment of the grace of God. When there's a time of sweet renewing, that is especially spoken of, isn't it? Of the Lord's people. It's when that their hearts are renewed. Now, there's something I want to speak about experimentally. May have done before. my very early days in Orchard Close in Scones Hill, there's a little window in the top of the house, and that was where my bedroom was. And there on the wall was those verses, as I looked and looked again at them. Lord Jesus, make thyself to me. A living bright reality, more present to face, vision keen than any outward object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh, even the sweetest earthly tie. I think I'm right in saying it was in my parents' bedroom at one time. My mother was taken. And I looked and looked at that. And something stirred in my heart. Try and pray like that, Lord Jesus. Make myself to me. In loneliness of heart, I haven't perhaps repeated myself, but it's that anointing, isn't it? Lord, that's what I want. Make thyself to me as well. A bright reality. And it moved my heart toward God in my young days. Sadly, I went astray like a lost sheep. Went to the world, the things of it, the ways of it, the deceits of it, the dreadful guilt of it. And yet, the Lord brought me back. As it brings a little softness in my heart. Ever God should do that. Ever. My poor soul be saved, as Christ must be the way. Because if you've got any, you've got a little religion like that, Lord, come with the fullness of thy grace to such a poor, empty, hell deserving, wretched sinner, so barren, hardly knows what he's praying. Lord Jesus, make thyself to me. But it lingers in the spirit, in the soul. Back you have to come to it, Lord Jesus. Or something like that. Make thyself to me. A living bright reality. But, oh, the opposition of Satan. Friends, he doesn't go far away, does he? He presents the world and the sporting world and the things of it. And how it attracts the old man, the old heart. And friends, only God can send it back. It creases. But God is greater than our hearts, he says so. He brought you back. Say it's still the same now. But oh, the guilt attending and the cry. Oh, the sin that does so easily beset us with such petitions, but it's the sin that does so easily beset us. Friends, still pray on. Lord Jesus, make thyself to me in bright reality, more present to face, risen keen than any outward object seen. May cut deep. There'll be a few losses, one way or another. Present than face, vision keen. Any outward object seen, more dear, more intimately nigh. In the sweetest earthly tie, maybe a loss, more than that. Bereavement, maybe things you hardly know how to walk in. I must be careful. That friend himself, he gives us still. It's that grace of God, friends, it's imperishable. It's a wonder it's given to such worthless sinners. Now, that's where I have to come. Friends, it's those that know their barrenness, their emptiness, that feel to be less than the least of all saints, because they seem to be one thing and another. One day they seem to be able to pray, another day their poor prayers seem to be so dead. They seem to be so shut up. And they're not the same from half an hour to the next, are they? Well, friend, it's the gifts, isn't it? That's all we need. The Blessed Spirit. Think of it in the application here. frankincense that speaks of the grace of God in poor sinners' hearts. There's a sweetness in it. Friends, but it's only as Jesus is magnified and lifted up that draws up these hearts. That it kindles a flame of sacred love. These cold hearts of ours can't explain it. Maybe a sweet line of a hymn. And you say that. We'll be able to say together that's a sweet hymn. Takes up the desire of my heart. And maybe walking together. Friends, I do advocate walking together in the things of God as God grants grace. Able to seek him in a time when he may be found. We have it in these words here. The gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Well, there's something I want to come to. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. May the Lord take a few things here and bring them sweetly to our poor hearts. Oh, is the Lord like that to you and me? So precious in the want of him. So needful. The poor sinners that find they can do nothing well at all. And their best is stain and die with sin. Their all is nothing worth. And I want to hasten. Something keeps lingering on my spirit. It's what the Lord is to his dear people. He causes their hearts to rejoice at the sound of the gospel. Especially these hearts are delivered. There's a frankincense, a sweetness in deliverance to God's people. How precious he is. He forgives, and friends, he makes their sins his own. These sins his own. But let me point it out like this, friends. It's by the Lord's dealings. It's by the Lord's goodness that we're not left, but helped on. Brought on, directed. Let me put it another way. It's this, isn't it? The Lord still leads on, but the way is rough and rugged. It's dark, the hymn writer says, dark and rugged is the way to some poor pilgrim's feet, and everything they do or say, the opposition meets. But I want to come and speak here as God may help me. A few moments. It speaks very much here of that sweetness and preciousness of Jesus Christ in the sweetness of his name and the glory of his grace. I have to seek to come here as God may direct me. Friends, what is he? Is he like that gold of Ophir? Most precious. Can't do without him. You need him. I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee. Oh, and friends, it's when that name is made precious because of our sins. Because of the defilements of sin. Because of the working of it. Until you feel consumed by sin and guilt, yet hoping, still seeking the Lord in a time he may be found. But oh, the barrenness of health and the sins that belong to us. And yet, friends, here's one mighty to save. And to grant us something else in the word of God's grace. We have the gift of gold and frankincense and all that sets forth. It's prayer that is heard and answered. Very sweet application. So ruined and yet loved of God. So despised, rejected of men, but then so precious to those that need the Lord and I. We have to speak of it like that. It's the Lord, isn't it? His dear people. He turns them this way and that way, some way. That they don't know which way to go, what to do. They don't know what to do. But he leads his people safely on. We have it in a few verses. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Just a few thoughts here. That these gifts are bestowed by the Lord, Spirit, I believe. I want to be careful, but I believe that those things have got a point. And then there's a walking in the truth of them. Not so easy then, is it? Once you had that sweet enlargement, and how precious was his name, how sweet the house of God to you. And some of us have walked in it and thought we'd never doubt again. Oh, but it's the application here, isn't it? It's what the Lord applies to his dear people's hearts to renew them and to bring them again from the depths of the earth. But I mustn't go on. And truly the gift here, this myrrh, may well speak, if I may touch upon it, of God's love to sinners. But it's love by his death, isn't it? It's by the love of Christ, sweetly known in sinners' hearts. Let me try and speak of it here. Oh, what do we know of it? Well, that sweet anointing. But then it's that union with the dear Redeemer spoken of in this way. Hearts are touched and led aright to the sorrowing Saviour. Feeling to be ruined in the fall, undone. And yet, let me try and speak of it a little further here. Oh, it seems to take up these poor characters and these gifts they would bring, gold and frankincense. How worthy he is. How worthy to his dear people. Altogether worthy. We're so worthless. It's this, isn't it? It's the Lord taking of these things and laying them in the hearts of his people. And bringing them to know it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. It is that application, isn't it? That these sorrowful walk in the Lord's appointments for them. It speaks of the sorrows they have to walk in, endure, it's a cross to take up. It's that great matter of stooping down under it. Being brought to the end of our poor wisdom. And seek the Lord to undertake. Lord, undertake for me, I am oppressed. And then especially, it speaks of the sorrows that he bore. The myrrh may speak of the things that belong to the suffering Saviour in a very sacred way. Oh, how needful to dwell upon it for a moment or two. The Lord take of the things here as if they belong to these characters seeking the Lord. It's the way of sorrows as well, isn't it? So I could do without that. No, friends, this is the way walking in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. It's this, that the Lord business goes straight on. There's no armour for the back. Put it another way. It's when these sorrowing hearts meet together, blend together. with him who is the friend of sinners, one so suitable, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, it's a word, isn't it, contained in the scripture here. They presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, friends, it's that godly sorrow only that God can give for sin. Where is it? The foot of the cross. It's in this sacred way the Lord leads his people on. And he empties, but he fills. He leads them forth by the right way. But how needy these characters are, and they're brought to walk with a suffering Saviour. They did not think it would be like this. Thought it would be different. And yet the Lord appoints these things. It's the myrrh, the sorrows of the way, and the things the cup he drank. And so we have it revealed to us in the gospel. My thoughts have overtaken me. I wonder if the Lord may take a few things even now. My poor heart sink, really. We have it in these words. He sent them to Bethlehem. And here we have it. The star went before them. And here again, we have it in the word here. And the death of Christ is in it. The virtue for that death and precious blood. For the redemption. For these sorrowing hearts. And yet they sorrow unto life. With a portion with the Redeemer. And they would not in their right thought have it any different. Not so easy to walk out, is it? The Lord take a few things and grant some sweet application of his truth. Have it in these few words. Until the death of Herod. Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth. And we read this terrible time, don't we? Slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof. And God was in it. But, friends, he brought them right out of it too. And in all the coast thereof, 2 years and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men and so on. We have it here. We don't know what we're coming into, some of us, do we? Lamentation and weeping, great mourning. Oh, the Lord, comfort hearts. We'll grant some sweet help of God in the way he appoints. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, came into the land of Israel. Let's leave a few things. My heart seems a little full, and we feel to be so poor. We'll take his word. Bless the reading of it, the truth of it, the preaching of it, and also grant thee deliverance by it. Oh, if I could really preach, friends, it's deliverance of the captives. We have it in the word of God so sweetly. Preach deliverance to the captives. And that's what we need, isn't it? The Lord take a few things and grant his blessing. We leave it there. Amen.
God. willing, Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach next Lord's Day in the morning at 10:30, and it will be an afternoon service at 2:30. And Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach next Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 95. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Hymn 95.
Lord, to bless thy word. We have much communion with thee, dear Redeemer, babe of Bethlehem, now exalted on high, the Prince and the Saviour, and a great one. We would come seeking that enlargement of faith. Thee, dear Redeemer, and his sufferings too. Seek, Lord, they may be our plea for the greatness of our sin and guilt and shame. Now may the grace of Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.